Dreamscape presents Say You're Mine by Iris Moreland, narrated by Grace Grant and Teddy Hamilton.
Chapter 1. Joy McGuire glanced down at her chipped manicure and sighed. She had a feeling this was going to be an omen for the rest of her week. The movers weren't even close to arriving in Heron's Landing, and Joy had had to sleep on a few blankets and a jacket for a pillow the night prior. Her back aching and her neck sore, she could have cheerfully murdered someone when she'd gotten a call that the movers were lost, again, and they wouldn't be in town until later that evening. It was 9 o'clock a.m. At least she'd driven with the majority of her clothes and toiletries so she could put on clean underwear and wash her face. She just hoped she'd be able to sleep in a bed tonight. Otherwise, she was sorely tempted to book a room in the one inn this town of 250 people hosted. Heron's Landing was a far cry from Chicago. Tiny and quintessentially Midwestern, it had a single main street with no more than a dozen shops and restaurants, while its main feature was a vineyard on the north side of town. Tourists wandered around, fanny packs and cameras in tow, taking photos of the old-timey architecture. It was the beginning of June, and the day would promise to be a fairly warm one. Cicadas hummed in the trees, and the trills of sparrows and wrens filled the air. Sometimes Joy wondered if she'd completely lost her mind moving here. But she'd wanted to start over, and what better way to start over than to move somewhere the complete opposite of what you were used to? Heron's Landing wasn't going to have the crime sprees and drug busts like Chicago would, but there were stories here. Joy was rather looking forward to writing pieces on the opening of a new restaurant, or how the town came together to fix a senior citizen's roof. She wanted staid, normal, boring. She'd had enough drama to last a lifetime, thank you very much. So, Heron's Landing it would be, at least for now. Glancing down at her chipped nail polish, Joy sincerely hoped there was at least one decent manicurist in the town. She really hated to have her nails go bare. Wandering down Main Street, Joy found what she was looking for, a cafe. A cafe had coffee, and maybe some kind of pastry. Her stomach rumbled, and she realized she hadn't eaten since yesterday afternoon. She'd been so preoccupied with her lost movers that food had completely slipped her mind. Now, her stomach was reminding her of her
Sample complete. Ready to continue?